Here's Julie with today's bit. A bit.
I guess this is sort of a bit, but I feel like it's more important than that, if we're being honest.
Okay.
So, what we have
here... We are being honest.
What we have here is you two guys embarking on a new era of radio. I don't know where that came from.
That's your computer.
Okay. Perfect. I thought it was audio for embarking on a new era.
Are you watching the tower on another open window?
I must be. I don't need it up quite yet, Mino. So anyway, here we go. I'm Xing out the demolition. It really was the demolition.
That's because I have it open as well, and yeah, that's what you hear.
We all do. So anyway, you guys are embarking on a new era of radio, and I think we might be calling it Superbad. And you could be hosting together as partners for a very long time. And me personally, I don't know about y'all, I'm not a fan of unresolved conflict in life. Like, I feel like if there is conflict between me and a friend, me and my husband, whatever, I like to just kind of attack it head on and say, let's work through this, and then... It won't linger, and it won't build up, if you will.
Agreed. That's a very mature way to deal with
it
things.
It builds up, dude.
It takes more effort, right?
Yeah, I tend to just hope it goes away.
Yes.
And often it will, and then if it doesn't, and you just kind of deal with it passive-aggressively for a few years at a time.
It takes more effort, and also it doesn't always work.
No.
A little risky.
It is risky, and I feel like when I pitched this to y'all, you weren't quite sure about it, so this...
Well, I just didn't think Jake and I have had much conflict.
Well, you haven't. You guys are great. Y'all are great together. It's been a really fun show, and I think it will continue to be so. But just for fun, I wanted to go back to some old conflict that you two have had and see...
Fun, hey?
First of all, where we stand on this now, if it has been resolved, if it can be resolved, and if we can just put it all behind us and let Super Bad Radio happen with a clean slate.
You're like Melfi here. You're the counselor, the therapist.
I am.
You said Melfi.
I said Melfi, and I was extra sure to accentuate the E instead of an I sound there, and you still pounced on me. New fight.
Oh, gosh. We have another one. Yeah, I am
always
kind
loved
of like
Melfi.
That's
like
Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos for you who don't get Jake's sick reference.
I also thought I could be like Judge Julie, but I'm not really judging anything. I just wanted to say Judge Julie because it flows well. But I'm really not judging any of this, and we're not trying to decide a winner, and we're definitely not trying to fight anymore. But we just need to talk about it. So when I was looking for what I think is the most obvious fight between you two, at least since I've been here, we all know, right? Country Saturday.
Sure.
That was epic.
It haunts me.
And we haven't worked through it, I don't think. But I don't think we've heard too many Country Saturday jokes out of Dan. So I feel like you guys might have made progress in that regard. But first...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, No,
go ahead.
You think there have been?
Go ahead.
I could be wrong. So anyway, when I was searching for that audio, I actually found some audio that's older than that I think that we'll start out with and just kind of ease into Country Saturday. We're not going to go straight there. But you guys have had some little tiffs. I don't know if you remember, but if you're ready, let's go back to October 6th of 2017. This was no Country Saturday, but it was pretty good.
Now, this is not really anything new. Tension on bad radio. They're at it again. This time...
Okay, I'm pausing that there. Basically, what George is saying is that producing bad radio is the hardest job in all of radio, blah, 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 blah.
Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it, and here I am sitting in this chair. We all are trying to do it, which I also think is funny. And that's fine. I feel like Dan
has... Yeah, this terrible job that nobody wants.
Right.
Exactly.
But everybody wants.
And I think that Dan has changed a lot in the last 5 years, personally. So I'm not worried about that. But I'm going to fast forward through his setup here. Here we go.
And this is... part of what makes it tough. Dan wants a guest. By golly, he wants a guest, and he'll call you out on the air.
All right, this 49er indicates that Andrew WK has a show tomorrow. Here. Is that true?
Yep.
Well, Jake better be on the phone with his agent right now, booking him. Because tomorrow, Jake? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your conversation with Danny?
I'm trying to get Scott Burnside into the building.
Found it. You ass.
Boy.
With Danny?
Properly defended myself.
So Danny is working on Scott Burnside for you? Or were you telling Danny a funny story about stuff we were doing on
Danny's
the air?
Danny's standing right here. Whenever you're, oh, you hope you're on the phone with your agent. No, I'm on the phone with your guest.
Whoa.
Maybe TC can go get
Look,
the
I don't care about Scott Burnside. If you can bump him for Andrew WK.
I do.
Your guest? I thought we were a show. My Unity, opinion. Remember?
We are not a show.
I can
we
tell
are
you.
A collection of individuals who all hate one another.
Our arms are locked.
Know it.
Locked one and one, and we knelt before the show, but now we're standing. Anyway, we're not getting Andrew WK on? Is that what you're saying?
I was told that Andrew WK would not be booked because of Scott Burnside. Yes, that is correct. I will go ahead and say it.
All right,
hi.
John.
You guys aren't really getting along very well right now.
Boy, that's a fun one.
That's correct, Bob. They are not getting along very well at that that's point a fun in time. One. And my favorite part is that Scott Burnside's a part of it all. Poor guy.
Hockey writer?
Yeah, he wrote for DallasStars.com for like a year. And
not the professional skateboarder.
And I'm going to be totally honest with you. What was probably happening there is that Danny was in the room. And I was talking to Danny. And I was talking to Danny about Scott Burnside saying, I don't know. They're making me go let some dumb hockey writer. So it's kind of both. I was trying to get the guy in, but I was probably also telling Danny, or Danny might have walked in and said, there's some hockey nerd here for you. I was definitely trying to play to the cool kid vibe in the room of Danny.
I'll still take Andrew WK 100 times over 100, yeah. I think.
The offer's still out.
Yeah.
If indeed his people would like to book him.
And what will become a thing here?
We want to give Andrew WK the forum.
I'm not sure I handled that well.
Well, we've moved on past that, don't you think?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Like, you're not still bitter about that, are you? Although I love how all of a sudden you just bust out and call him an ass. Like, that had been building up,
I think.
It
builds up, dude.
It does build up. And Dan, you're over that. You don't even remember that.
No, I did not remember that ever occurred.
They're
at
actually
all.
Saying
that's the next audio. You don't remember that occurring?
No, not at all. Probably because it was just such a resounding victory for me.
It's just so many banners.
I thought that was pretty entertaining, though, and it did get worse. So that brings us to Country Saturday, and I'll just play a little bit of it because it goes on.
And Bob's walking in here. This is probably more Bob than me, I'm sure.
You're already deflecting.
Yeah.
I cut out some of Bob's part because Bob is no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, therefore, the mean
Bob
things
is
that
big,
he's ever
or,
done
Julie
or said,
is big brothering you, Bob. You do not exist as far as she's concerned.
The mean things he said.
You won't be in this audio.
When he pass away.
Okay.
So I think that prior to what we're about to hear, Jake had claimed that he enjoys some country music. And on occasion, he would listen to it on Saturdays. No big deal, right? Drink some beer with his friends and play the country music. It's nice and soothing to listen to outside by the pool. Well, Bob and Dan wanted nothing to do with that and that statement and decided to basically just say, no, Jake, you're lying. That's not really who you are. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, and I'm going to see how this goes.
He tried to beat the train. So he must have been trying to beat the train, which, come on, man.
Do you think he was cranking that I play chicken with the train? I think he had Cowboy Troy up to 10 there for Country Saturday, Jake?
I was like, are you saying he's on crank? I have no idea what you're talking
That's
about.
That's a song?
I'm surrounded by country music experts. Let's ask them.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened in this show.
What, when you are the one who stated that you were a country music expert, and now all of a sudden it's, I want to back off?
We were having a good day, everybody. Don't make Jake mad.
Well, I didn't know he was going to do a story about playing chicken with the train, with the train, train.
What's that have to do with Country Saturday?
Well, the guy had to have music in his truck.
Chattahoochee. Is that a thing?
I don't think that guy listened to country music.
Okay, Garth. Fast forward past me.
How about everyone else supposed to have a sense of humor?
Playing around, having some fun.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. You
now, some people aren't having as much fun, like the guy who tried to beat the train across the tracks. Talking about drugs. You're talking about drugs and sports, blah, blah, blah. This is purity, baby.
This is purity, baby.
Let's just play this the rest of the day, because this seems to bother you.
So that right there is Jake digging into his bag of tricks and finding something that he thinks that Dan hates more than anything else in the world and just kind of blasting him
with
it out of nowhere.
But the problem is there isn't anything. You're fighting ghosts.
Right. He doesn't care.
No.
What you're saying.
That's the thing.
And you do care. So if we're trying to get to the root of it, you two are just different people.
So
you
this
care
sounded
about
like,
some things and you don't care
yeah,
about
Yeah, this sounded
things.
Like 2 days after the original country music fight.
Yes.
It was definitely after, and it had become a daily thing.
But I knew that it bothered him, so that's why we were poking him a little more.
Yeah.
Because we found out that it bothered him.
The initial bothering was...
And you know what? That influence that Bob used to have on me, it was sad that I would just get caught up in it. That he would set, you know, kind of lead the way.
I always found it weird.
In being mean to Jake. And I'm trying to change.
That I had witnessed Jake beat up several country music acts out in the parking garage just after the show. He just beats them up. And then as Country Saturday, I just never could.
Okay. What,
the point was what, that we what, knew Jake. His avatar
here?
is a rapper. His, like... All I knew about him, yeah. Every song he had ever done at Ticket Stock or Summer Bash was like a rap. And anything he had written, like an original song for our Christmas songs or something, was a rap. It was like, that was his whole image.
Right. So you can understand where you were coming from, but can you admit that Jake knows Jake better than anybody else knows Jake?
Well,
no.
I think more is that they're not...
Not at all. And then he was trying to... He learned that the... The population, like a lot of people, like country music, and then he wanted to
and see this
get
is the deal
their...
right here. This is what makes me. This is the one that absolutely. The thing is, they both do it.
He wanted
did
to get on
they
their
both
good
did
side.
It a lot, which was.
And I wasn't going to do this before
opinions,
Bob walked in. I feel really bad. I've been influenced.
None of your opinions or beliefs are actually yours. You're merely pandering to the masses. At
right,
all
you just want more Twitter
because
followers.
I don't think they know that. For I mean, I don't know how it is for kids now, but in high school, it was very common for at a party for you to hear 3-6 Mafia, Garth Brooks, Blink 182, Pimpadelic,
right.
Cottonmouth Kings, like all these rap, rock, country.
It was before like Pandora when it was all of one genre.
And you would hear, it was not uncommon to hear country music and rap music at the same party.
The Jake I know would never let that happen at a party.
Yeah, he would.
And Bob's trying
just
to
stomp on that boombox, man.
Yeah, no, I know he can't handle it.
He can't keep.
They're, you know, they're on remote today, and he drove up here just to make sure he could hop in.
Now, is this the segment where we now get along?
Yes.
Yes. So, or you just are reigniting?
Two quick things. Dan proceeded to tell Jake to take out his tampon. And,
yeah.
And
I would never do that.
I just had to mention that.
You can't put that one on me.
I didn't play that audio, which we can all
take the country music one.
Funny.
He gets that one.
Okay, so we're done playing audio. Where we are now, it is February 25th, 2020. You're on show 11 of Super Bad Radio. You guys probably never thought this was going to happen at that point when all the Country Saturday stuff was going down. Can
That's
we
right.
say that? Okay, so here we are.
We
and
made
it's a
it.
New team.
Look at us.
No fights.
Can we
right.
leave
Look
it
at
behind
us.
Who would
have tampons in.
Not me.
Not me.
We can have all the fights we want,
tampons
but they won't be those
everywhere.
Fights because those have been left behind. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. 250. This is the ticket.